is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. I'm in Las Vegas tonight working on the famed Crank Yankers. Drew is back in Los Angeles tonight in the beautiful, beautiful, lush surroundings of the Loveline studio and the exquisitely detailed Westwood One in fabulous downtown Culver City. And it is really, it is an oasis out there. just a island in a desert.
Isn't
it a pleasure?
An island of joy. Yes, thank you.
Who are our guests tonight, Drew?
We have Chad and Jordan from Newfound Glory and Nate from Finch. And I just finished telling them before the mics heated up that, you know, they were looking around bewildered. Well, where is Adam? What's going on? I said, don't worry, I'll get an ass full of him. He'll be in your head.
Yeah,
plenty of Adam.
Miss your face, Adam.
Yeah, who said that, Chad?
Chad, what's up, man?
Yeah, why? Yeah, I miss you too, man. Hey, if you can hang around there just a short 23 hours and 52 minutes, you'll see me.
Great,
it's worth a chance.
So, Newfound Glory, and who else is in the studio, Drew?
Finch. Finch's new band is called.
Oh,
new
yes.
CD is called. Was it? What is it to burn? They're on
what
tour.
What is to burn?
Oh, true.
What is it?
It's a typo. Hey, it says it on the paper. It's a typo.
Okay. Adam, are you shocked? Pick yourself off the ground. There's a typo on our information sheet here.
I don't believe it.
They're on tour with Newfound Glory. Is it tomorrow at the Palladium?
Tomorrow it starts Palladium.
Is that sold out or is that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you miss that, you can go to Las Vegas. Adam, they'll be there tomorrow, day after tomorrow at the Joint. And then in Denver, Colorado at the Fillmore, the 17th of
October. Oh, kids, it's like we're ships in the night. I'll be heading in to L.A. tomorrow night. You guys be heading out to Vegas. Oh, and you're going to be at the Joint at the Hard Rock, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a nice venue there.
Yeah. Their new CD is called Sticks and Stones, and it's already gone gold.
Pretty nice.
Cool. Yeah. So, Adam, all right. Where's your spots, your hot spots? In Vegas. What are you doing over there?
I enjoy going to the OG, or as we know it, the Olympic Garden. That's always nice. There's a bunch of new strip joints that are opening up in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
There's a club. There's Paradise, which is right across the street from where you guys will be staying. You're staying at the Hard Rock, right?
Yeah, we actually are, yeah. I think so. So they'll have your name at the door. They'll be like, I know Adam. They'll let me in.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain knock, but you have to do it with your penis. It's a certain tone that only an erect penis can make, and that'll get you into just about any strip club out here. But Olympic Garden is nice, but if you're going to go out boozing, you know, you might as well just stagger across the street and go over to Paradise.
Cool.
You know, Adam, every time, I don't think it's just because I'm not looking at you and I haven't listened to your voice, but every time you go to Vegas, you stuff up even worse than normal. You're like...
Do I?
You sound
no,
like...
No, that's the compression on the microphone or something.
No,
fine.
No. Try breathing through your nose. Go.
You ready?
Yeah.
I can do it.
All right.
What do I get now, Drew? I successfully breathe through my nose. Shouldn't I get something?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's the air flight. Listen, I feel great, Drew. Do not try to ruin the evening tonight.
All right, want to go on to the calls?
Yeah.
You haven't talked to Nate at all yet from Finch.
Yeah, we don't really know each other.
Yeah, we're not close. We could be by the end of the night.
I'm like Newfound Glory.
I'm with it.
Who's from Florida, Adam? Florida, okay.
I love that state.
We actually live in California now.
We live in California. Yeah. So Finch is from Temecula, which is California's version of Florida. Would you say?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's take a question for the band off the top. Hamid.
Oh, it's Hamid.
Hamid, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it's okay.
15.
I had a question for. I mean, Newfound Glory. You guys are like my idols, man. You guys rock.
Thank you.
I was wondering, Jordan, is it hard for you to form Sunny since it's about your grandpa and everything?
Not really, no. Really? It kind of makes me, it's kind of like my, my...
It's your ventilation for
it,
man.
it's my, you know, ode to him, I guess. I don't know.
Homage.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man. You guys rock.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
What?
Diane, 22. Diane.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. Good.
Good.
I'm kind of in a tricky situation right now. For the past 6, almost 7 months, I have been sleeping with a much older married man. Started out, I was renting off of him and his wife when I moved to a different state to start a new job. And it was very evident from when I first met them that they're not happily married, you know, but I didn't really. That wasn't the situation I meant to get into.
Wait, you're renting a room from him?
I was originally. I just recently moved out of there.
Huh. How old is this guy?
He's late 50s.
Wow.
Yeah, much older.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is he's got a son that is 12. And when I was first living with them, it was actually like kind of nice because I was younger, like I could hang out with the son.
You didn't sleep with the son too.
Oh no. No, I was actually more of like, you know, it's a very tense relationship in the family anyway, and I bonded with the son, and we got along really well.
How old is the son? Did I miss
12.
That?
12.
Oh, 12. Okay.
Did you come from a sort of tense family background yourself?
No, actually, I my parents were divorced when I was very small. It was just me and my mom for a little while, but she remarried a very wonderful man. Oh. I had a really great relationship with him. And then they had 2 more children. I'm 6 years older than my sister and 9 years older than my brother.
Right.
And actually, as a unit, we were actually okay.
Right.
And that was kind of nice when I moved so far away from them to have kind of that recreation with his son, with, you know, the man's son, you know, to be able to, like, be the older sister again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the problem now?
The problem is that I'm feeling very uncomfortable with the situation. In the beginning, when, you know,
well, what is it now? Are you guys?
I gotta tell you, you know, I never really felt great.
Wait a minute, quiet. I want to know what the situation is. You said you were renting a room from him.
Just moved out.
And you've moved out, so you're not living with them anymore.
Okay, but
and really, so what's so uncomfortable?
I want to break it off.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
A couple key things. One, I borrowed some money from him in order to get this other place.
Yeah, you don't owe it back
that's
to him.
Yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
That's hard money.
If it's under $10,000, it's yours.
Take it and run.
Okay.
Second, how much is it, by the way?
It's 4 digits, but it's under $10,000.
Okay.
You
just couldn't give us the amount.
He and his wife are obviously, like, their relationship is becoming more and more, like, ridiculously strained, and I'm very attached to the son. I feel kind of like I've left him behind in this crazy household of this, you know, screwed-up family situation.
Can you keep in touch on email or some way to sort of keep a contact with him?
He has my number, the son does, but he and his father are in very close contact, like, all the time, and, you know, the son would know. You know.
Who does he think you are? Just the person who rents the room?
Okay. In the beginning, it was the person who rents the room and fun sex on the side.
I mean the son.
Oh, the son has no idea what the relationship dynamic is.
But as long as you get into it, what does the dad think you are? Fun
the
sex
dad,
on the side.
It started out being just fun, like, sex buddies. And now he's becoming, like, relationshipy, like, let me take you to concerts and buy you things, and I'm really, like, that is too surreal for me.
All right, good. Okay. Good instinct. Get out of there.
Keep
the money. You're done with him. It's just.
What about the son, though? I would abandoning that person. I feel really guilty about.
Great.
Why don't you pay him back the money?
You have a bunch of health.
Weed and a big wheel.
You have a bunch of healthy instincts, Dan. Follow them. Get out of there. Get out of the situation with this guy. Cut it off completely and maintain a relationship with the son somehow. I'm sure you can find a way. Email, phone, something, mail. It's got to be somewhere.
I wonder how many times. If she had sex with him more than 15 times, she should be able to keep any amount under
$10,000. Yeah, that's what I
said. That's always been the Corolla policy, by the way. We've never argued with that. That's why I always break it off on the 14th. You see? I'm smart that way.
Isn't there some kind of law? You know, like if you're married 10 years, you split everything 50-50. If you had sex 15 times with somebody who's married, you owe them a certain amount of money.
Well, they just don't have to pay you back whatever
whatever you... Yeah, right. Okay.
That's sex/hush money. That's fine.
Mike, 23.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. You guys all rock?
Thank you.
Thanks.
My question is about acne, and if suntanning or tanning booths are bad, will make me break out even more.
They will make you clear up initially and then break out even more.
Oh, they will?
Yeah. So there you go. Get on some acne. Do whatever you got to do. Get treated. There's no reason to have acne in this day and age. There's tons of treatment.
Well, why does it make you break out even more down the road?
Basically because your skin keratinizes, or hyperkeratinizes, and it covers over the pores you're trying to open up. And so you get more acne.
So I should stay out of the sun and stuff? Or?
No, just don't have big fluctuations in your sun exposure.
So just like, you know, maybe a half an hour in the morning or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, darker hides them better.
Right.
Yeah, because are you skin.
That's right.
Yeah, if you got pale skin, you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, see a dermatologist, Mike, and get properly treated. There's topical things. There's Accutane. There's tons now for the treatment. So.
You know, let me give you guys my tips to avoiding zits, or at least taking care of zits as they come. First thing you got to do.
A hyperconcentrated Oxy, what is it?
Oxy-10.
Oxy-10
is... what's that?
You're using like Oxy 100, weren't you?
Oh, you mean when I was using that drying catalyst that's used in Bondo to fix car fenders?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, yeah, you know why? Because I was doing a little Bondo work on my car when I was like 18 years old, and I had a big zit, and I had a date coming up. Actually, the date was just me beating off and crying that night watching Gunsmoke. But I still called it a date.
That's as
you
good
know.
As it got when you were that age.
Well, I had all my stuffed animals there with me. I put out my little tea set and asked Mr. Bear to drink. Yeah, it was great. And I realized that this stuff I was using, this Bondo, is what you use to fix your auto body, do auto body repair with. It has a catalyst and it has a resin. And the catalyst is this drying agent, and it's orange. And I was reading the label, and it's 90% benzoyl peroxide. And I figured if the Oxy-10 was 10% and the Oxy-5 was 5%, imagine how much zit ass you could kick with 90% benzoyl peroxide. So I dabbed some of the catalyst from the Bondo on my head.
On your
and
face.
And look at me.
On your face.
On my face. I'm beautiful now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, work like a charm.
Okay, here's
you know what you got to do with zits? You got to put a pin in them. You got to find the pore that's the culprit, and you got to drop a pin into it, and you got to drain them out, and then you got to put that nice dab Oxy-10 on there.
Are you?
That's the way to do it.
Are you high or effed up or something?
What are you talking about?
You're unusually grandiose and verbose tonight, even for you. Here is David.
Drew, isn't this how you get rid of a zit?
No, I would not imagine putting steel inside the zit.
You don't lance stuff? You don't put a pin in stuff?
No, that's a nice scar.
Not if I'm
now I know where to go. Just go to
Adam. Yeah, he gets off on it, too.
Drew, don't get me going on this. This is the best way to do it. The best.
You're right. I don't want to get you going. David
doesn't.
David's from Florida. He is 18.
What's up?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. I got a question. I've been going out with this girl for a year now, and I want to do something really special for her. I want to take her out for an entire day, you know, just make an entire day of, you know, just complete non-stress.
All right, hang on one second, Dave, one second. Do you have any kind of reaction to his call, Adam?
You mean, like, he's more into her than she is into him?
Oh, yes. Oh, I immediately get that. Okay. Don't you? Like, I'm imagining her going, oh, okay.
Whole day?
Yeah.
With Dave?
Oh, my God. You imagine what she's thinking? Oh, we got to lighten this up a little bit. I'm meaning to talk to you.
Let's find out. Okay. David?
Yeah.
This is your girlfriend?
No, it's not.
Not your girlfriend?
Okay. I didn't know my girlfriend sounded like a man, but okay.
What?
I don't know. Okay, what's going on?
Is this person you'd like to take out for the day your girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes. How long has she been your girlfriend?
She's been my girlfriend for a year.
1 year?
Yes.
Have you slept with her?
Yes.
Have you put your penis in her ding-a-ling?
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have.
How long ago?
Today, as a matter of fact.
Today?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. All right. So they're boyfriend and girlfriend, Drew.
I'm not saying they aren't that.
And you want to take her out for a great day for her birthday, right?
Yeah, because one thing that involves, in our relationship, I'm kind of the guy who usually goes out and does a lot of stuff. I'm a really, really, really busy person because I'm in a vehicle club here in Apopka. We're right now doing a show on Sunday. We're doing a vehicle show. I've been running around doing that for a very long time, for about the past 3 months. And the past
David, I'm going to guess your ride, okay?
Okay.
All right. First off, I'm going domestic. Yes?
No.
Foreign. Am I right?
Yeah, import.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. Import. All right. I'm going to go 93 Integra.
No, it's not a car.
It's not a car.
No, it's we do really mini trucks. We do cars. We do, you know, domestic trucks.
Oh, you're a truck guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a mini truck.
Yeah.
You're not near
good times.
You're not near Lando Lakes, Florida, are you?
No. Okay. My aunt lives in Lando Lakes, Florida.
Though. Okay.
You know what's funny is you know, everything hits Florida about 10 years after we're done with it here in L.A.? We were done with mini trucks in 89.
Yeah.
Drew, like, when's the last time you saw a squatted mini truck with, like, some Webers on it in an exhaust system? Like, 89, 90?
November 91.
November 91? Yeah. You remember where you were?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a crew cab Toyota. Dark blue and had been squatted about 3 inches. Yes?
Yes.
50 series tires on it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it had Krager wheels. That's right. All right. So you want to do something nice for it. Do a picnic. Women love picnics.
Okay.
Dave, why do I get the sense, though, that you're sort of trying to turn up the heat on this thing maybe when she's made some noise that perhaps she's not as into it as you are?
She's into it because I've told her about it. I've asked her. I said, you know.
No, I mean into the relationship. Is she pulling back a little bit?
Am I?
She.
Oh, is she? No. I mean, she, it's surprisingly, we've gone out before for like 2 months and that completely just went.
Next caller!
Because she kind of just ripped my heart out back then.
When was that? Yeah,
that
see.
Was about 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years
Why
ago.
Is that not happening now?
Because she got with one guy, and she pretty much turned her entire life around because she realized that everybody was deserting her because of the way she was treating all of her boyfriends.
The way she was treating her boyfriends, not the kind of assholes that they were.
No. The guys would, you know, lay down in front of her. Just, you know, they would bow down to her because of how she was. She's kind of like, you know, one of them women who...
Right, I'm with you now, Drew, but I don't want to get into this. But, David, here's the real question. On your mini truck... Now, on the back window of your mini truck, do you
little boy's
have her name?
Do
you have her name on the passenger side?
No, I don't.
Do you at least have a Calvin sticker?
I'm sorry?
A Calvin sticker?
A Calvin, no.
No.
How about the little kid peeing?
Yeah, Calvin. Yeah.
No, I don't have one of those.
Oh, Drew, that is the Calvin sticker,
I didn't know that was the Calvin sticker. Okay,
Justin. Yeah, like, listen, if you're a Toyota man, then you got the Calvin sticker taking a leak on a Nissan.
Yeah.
If you're a Chevy man, then you got
Ford.
Calvin's taking a leak on the Ford. And what I'd like to do is start branching into number two, where he's actually squatting a dump on a number four. You know, he's defecating on a Chevy or a
Ford.
Nissan. That's what I'd like to see. That means you've arrived, Drew. Look at you. Not only do you love your car, but you have disdain for all other vehicles that aren't your car.
I S on other vehicles.
And by the way, how does that work? Did Nissan give you that truck for free, or did you pay $22,000 for it?
Justin.
No.
22. Right. Speaking of 22. Justin.
Yes.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Okay. I've got a question. This girl that I've known for about like 2 years that I've been just in love with, she got married like 3 months ago. And, you know, everyone I talk to about it is like, oh, just, you know, drop her and forget about her, get another girl. But, through the course of her relationship with this other guy, you know, like every week, you know, we'd both end up crying, just like telling each other how much we loved each other, and we kind of decided we were soulmates, but she's kind of moved on and like married this other guy, and I'm just kind of stuck with all the crap, you know. So I don't know how to
surround that, you know, like
I,
How to what?
How to just, like, you know, get away from, like, loving her, basically.
Yeah, well, first of all, accept reality. She is married. You were in sort of stalking mode.
Right.
Yeah, she's somebody else's wife.
Right.
You let go, Justin. You're like nearing criminal kinds of thinking about this. It doesn't matter what you said or what fantasy you weaved. It was fantasy. She is someone else's wife. That is reality. And it's time to get on with it. And listen, hopefully you're 22. Hopefully you'll learn something about how people sort of manipulate each other and fuse and the kind of fantasy that gets going in a relationship. It's not real. That is not real. Whatever you've woven with her does not exist.
Yeah.
So you're saying you think they'll get back together?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, no, that's not what of course, there's like the little part of me that would wish that, but...
Yeah, like your penis.
Right. Yeah.
But look, here's what's going on, Justin. You can't find another chick, and that's why you can't move on. You got to meet somebody else. You got to move forward.
Yeah.
You would forget about her pretty quickly if you started dating some new chick that you're into.
Yeah.
But you're not.
But he needs someone that gives him that gratification of a idealized fusion that this one did. They always perfectly love each other. It wasn't even that. And
yeah,
yet
but don't you just put Justin on hold because, as you know, I don't like it when the caller's opinions interfere with my jags
on
the show.
Your diatribe must be uninterrupted. At least with me, you can just yell at me when I try to get a word in.
They're all full of pertinent information and facts, and as you know, there's no room for that on this show or in my life. But you guys all remember, wait a minute, I don't know, I'm trying to think, Finch, Newfound Glory, what are you guys? You guys all 22 years old?
21. 22.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's pretty much the same age.
21.
You guys are young.
So they never had the Corolla Penske adolescent experience.
Yeah, you guys are screwed, quite possibly.
Well, they can never be radio hosts, okay?
Because they won't be miserable.
That's
though.
Right.
But when you go through life and it's been a long, lonely journey, like I bet Justin's has been, and then you finally find someone who does love you, and it's all great, and you build this dream around them, and then you guys break up, you're under the impression that you can never find anybody else. This is the person, and now she's left. And that's it. You're out. You're like, it's like you're floating in the middle of the ocean, and you just see the lights of the boat getting further and further away, and there's never going to be another one coming around. Now, as you get a little older, and you've gone through a few women, you realize there's going to be another one around the next corner, and you just have to wait a little while until it comes around. It's easy to get obsessed when you're just in and you're in his position. He just needs to find somebody else. And it's really the only thing that'll truly cure it, right?
I hope so.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, is there any way to cure this?
He needs a lot of therapy if he's going to try.
Yeah, but that's 3 years. It's three years off.
You're right.
He just needs someone else to obsess on.
All right. Here we go.
You want to take a little break?
I do.
All right, Newfound Glory and Finch are both in the studio tonight. I'm out here in Vegas. Drew is back in L.A. with the boys, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chad and Jordan are both here from Newfound Glory. Nate is here from Finch.
Hello.
And we're going to hear something from Newfound Glory in just a couple of few. First, though, I think we're going to take a phone call.
Or two.
Yes?
Yes.
Or two.
This
yes, Drew?
Garrett, 17.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
I got a question for Chad.
Yes.
You were in Shai Hulud, weren't you?
Yeah, I sang.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, like, aside from the obscene amounts of money and beautiful women all over the place, what made you leave the band for Newfound Glory?
Well, actually, when I left the band, what people don't really realize is Shai Hulud was, Newfound Glory was like barely non-existent. We would play and no one would go. And Shai Hulud would play and there'd be millions of people there. And at that time, Newfound Glory, no one ever thought we'd get popular. As a matter of fact, everyone hated us, not hated us personally, but just didn't like this pop punk band playing with hardcore bands, you know? And Shai Hulud just, all the band members grew apart.
Does that mean something, Shai Hulud?
Shai Hulud is a sandworm from the movie Dune.
Nice.
So, yeah. But all the members grew apart. Like, I'm not the only one that left. As a matter of fact, there's only one original member. But everyone always asks me because I'm the only one, like, in a new band. But, yeah, everyone just grew apart. Just the way, you know, a lot of the guys were fighting, like, how you would fight in a relationship. And Newfound Glory, though we weren't anywhere, we were playing in front of, like, five people. We all got along and just did it for the same reasons, which was to have fun. And, yeah.
Now they play in front of 15, Adam.
Yeah, now it's...
Oh, true.
Sometimes 20. People.
Yeah, I was going to say put a zero behind that five now, baby.
Yeah, right.
All right, this is Lexi. She's 16.
I was wondering, there's this dude I'm totally in love with, but he's, like, gay, and I was just wondering if there's a way I can change him.
I'm not gay. I swear.
Chad is not gay.
I'm not.
There is no way you can change him. No, there is no way.
Jordan, you can never change him.
Well, how gay is he?
Oh, I don't know, because when he... Sometimes as a joke, because we're, like, really good friends, he'll flirt at guys, but I don't know if he's actually joking or not.
Does he tell you that he's gay?
Well, the way it was we were talking, because he's, like, new at my school, you know?
Yeah.
And we were talking, and then he just happened to bring it up because I was saying how my friend acts gay.
Just grab his package.
And what did he say?
What happens.
And what did he say?
And he said, he asked me if I, like, if he didn't like gay people, and he asked me, and he said, because I sort of swing that way.
That you don't like gay people?
No, I have nothing.
No. He said he swings that way. Drew.
Oh, I swing. He said that. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just, and I was just, I don't know, because I really like this guy, but I don't know.
Well, he's not into you at all, because if he was into you at all, he would not be talking about swinging toward the penis. You understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Nor would he be talking about that if he weren't swinging toward the penis. You know what I'm saying? Adam, you think?
It's not usually something young guys brag about, but certainly...
Scare someone off.
Certainly, if you have any interest at all in a young lady, you're not going to be even alluding to the fact that you're half gay, so...
So you're not going to be changing this guy, no matter what.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen. I have an interesting question. I was talking to someone the other day who was complaining that she always attracted homosexuals to her, that you know, every time she'd ask someone out, it would end up the guy was gay. And I asked her a question, I just had an instinct about it, and I asked her whether or not her parents, she particularly seemed attracted by transsexuals and things like that, and there's some evidence in research that transsexuals received messages, very, very harsh messages from their parents that they had been wanted as another sex as when they were born. Like, the parents wished they had been someone different than they were. Mm-hmm. Did anything like that happen to you when you were growing up?
No.
Your parents never said, I wish you were a boy, or if you'd only been a boy?
No.
So, okay. All right.
My parents, my dad wished I was a...
Martian.
A hamster, actually.
Hamster, right.
So I'd cramp less in the house, be easier, and I wouldn't live as long.
And smell quite so much.
Yeah, just keep me in my habit trail. Wouldn't be a big deal.
You've always enjoyed that wheel. Okay, here is, let's see, this is Chris, 17.
Hi.
Hey.
I cannot believe I got through. All right.
There you are.
Adam, you are a god.
Thank you.
There is no doubt about that.
Thank you.
And Dr. Drew, you are a passionate, passionate man.
God bless you.
And I can only hope to be as half as passionate as you.
Hmm.
All right.
It's kind of distracting, but go ahead.
Why is that distracting?
Adam, help.
This is the guy that the girl was talking about in the call.
All right, Chris, what's your question?
Today, Junior!
All right, sorry. Okay, there's this thing with my penis where, towards the base, it's darker than towards the head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird, because it's not like it fades or anything, it's just a line. And it kind of looks like the bottom half, I'm Puerto Rican, and the top half, I'm just white.
I kind of have that problem. Everyone says I have a purple penis.
Yeah, Jordan's Cuban, he has a purple penis.
Is that something to do with circumcision or something?
It can.
Yeah, there's like scarring and stuff.
Yes.
And by the way, if that part that's closest to you is Puerto Rican, that means the rest of you is Puerto Rican, right?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Because the Puerto Rican can't just end and then start again. It has to go complete Puerto Rican and then stop 2 inches from the end of the penis. Isn't that true?
What happens to that tip, though? What's it become?
That's Swedish.
Oh, I see. I get it. Got it. All right. Good times.
My penis is Japanese.
Yellow?
It has nothing to do with the color, unfortunately, Drew.
Okay, Chris, 27.
Yes.
What's up?
What's up, guys? I was just curious to know what the medical term for, what being frigid means, because I'm trying to find out if I am or not.
Well, it can mean a lot of different things. What's the problem?
Well, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 5 years, and we had a very healthy sexual relationship the first 2.5 years, but for the past couple years, I haven't had any interest.
Are you on any medication?
I'm not.
Are you starting your birth control pill?
No, I'm not on the pill.
No shots? Maybe.
No what?
Depo Provera, anything like that?
No, sir.
What were you using for birth control?
He wears the condom.
Okay, is there anything else going on from a health standpoint?
No.
Have you been depressed?
I don't think so. I'm pretty...
Do you have a history of drug and alcohol use?
No, I don't.
All right.
Wait a minute. He's been wearing a condom for 5 years?
Yeah, he has.
Same condom?
The same
new
one.
New condom?
Adam, we've got to come up with that condom loader. I was talking to Jimmy about it the other night, and boy, there is a need.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
5 years he's been using a condom in his relationship with you.
Yes.
That seems strange. No? Okay.
Nah.
All right. Mispersonality. Maybe she ain't into him anymore.
Yeah.
She could be fading.
You're right. Your vagina is speaking. It's telling you something. Something is the matter with this relationship.
No, I love him. I mean, we love each other. He's so cool because he's wanting to help me with this thing, and he's talking to me saying that maybe I have some unresolved issues.
Like what?
In my past. Well, he doesn't know. He's asking me, and I'm like, I don't think that I do, but obviously something is going on because...
Well, there's a funny exchange there, Drew, where he's saying maybe you have some unresolved issues, and you say, like what? And he says, she says, I don't know. He doesn't know.
Right, he doesn't know.
No, we're asking you what those unresolved issues might be, and you don't know what those are either?
That's the only thing we can think of that it would be.
Yeah, well, what's going on with you that might be unresolved?
Nothing. I mean, I've got a great job. I'm happy.
Your family didn't divorce?
Yeah, they did divorce.
How old were you when?
When I was 17.
All right, so that can significantly affect intimacy.
Yeah, 17.
It can, though. It can. And was there any sexual or physical abuse for you?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
No alcoholism in the family?
No alcoholics in the family?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
All right. I think that you think of this guy as a great, great friend.
Yeah.
And that you're really in love with the guy. You think he's the world's greatest guy, but you're just done being attracted to him.
Yeah, I think you've got to really be more, I suspect, more clear, more honest with yourself about what's going on in your feelings about this relationship. What's missing?
I mean, how can you argue that you're attracted to the guy? You're not on any substances. You don't have any prior abuse issues. There's nothing to do with any kind of birth control or anything. And you love him very much, but you just won't sleep with him.
Oh, we do, but it's not, it's more for his satisfaction.
All right, Chris, it's the same point. You won't even have a conversation. Your defense is so high about this. What we're saying is, how can you love a guy, be totally into him, and be not into him? How does that work?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
All right, doesn't work. Something's wrong.
No, you're not into him physically.
Your body's telling you something.
And this whole part, like when women go, oh, no, but I love him. He's a great guy. I love him. Great guys, and loving a guy does not necessarily equate into physical and sexual attraction.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. And if she had some trauma or some chaos in her life, we'd say she should just sabotage the relationship and she ought to hang in. And maybe it's her discomfort with intimacy, but she's comfortable with intimacy. It's just this one is fading.
And there's nothing to work out, really. I mean, what are you going to change? What are you going to work on?
Right.
She's got a great job. Everything's great.
She had no symptoms, no problems. Her body's just telling her something.
Not into this guy.
Yeah, it's for real.
All right.
All right, listen, let's hear a song by Newfound Glory.
Yeah, we got time?
We do.
All right.
The song is called Head on Collision.
Jen Jordan are in the studio along with Nate from Finch, yeah, who's touring with Newfound Glory.
That's and right. They'll be at the Joint on October 5th and the Fillmore in Denver, Colorado on October 17th.
Yes. Mm, yummy.
And we'll take a quick break. I'm out here in Vegas. Those gents are back in Los Angeles, and we'll be right back after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Vegas tonight. I'll be back in town tomorrow night. Nate is here from Finch, and Chad and Jordan are both here from Newfound Glory. And Drew.
Yeah, Adam, don't screw with my Spidey sense. Be honest. Couple of highballs.
No.
Smoke a joint? Yes. Come on.
No. No. I had a Bloody Mary at the airport.
Keep going. LA. Keep going.
Bloody Mary or three?
You know it really looks bad when you're running late for your plane and you grab that double Bloody Mary and you never sit down. You just suck it up the straw in one breath. You're just inhaling. And you're just standing at the bar going... And then you pop it and set it down on the counter and throw $10 down and start running for your plane. Yeah, it looks bad. I had a beer with dinner, one beer.
Keep going.
That's it. That's two cocktails over the course of, 13-14 hour day. So no harm, no foul.
And a bong load.
No. They don't have pot in Vegas.
They don't need it.
They don't need it. It doesn't work right. It's
too stimulating.
Yeah, it's like eating ice cream and chili or something. It's just, but they're both good. Don't get me wrong, but they're bad combination. You never see anyone smoking a doobie in Vegas. No one's ever talking about having a hit or anything. I'd like to change that about this town. Hmm. When I'm in charge, Drew.
Well, why don't you open a Jamaican hotel? A Jamaican theme, you know.
Yeah, they really should. Where like everyone just sits around, and you tell the bartender, "Hey, give me a scotch on the rocks." He's like, "Get it yourself, man." And he just lays back down again, and everyone just smokes weed.
Adam, one time we played Vegas, and we played the same night as a Fish concert. So there was in the casinos everywhere.
That was at the Luxor. There was all these hippies at the Luxor.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it has to be brought into Vegas by Fish fans. Yeah. Other than that, there's no weed in Vegas.
This is Nicole, who's 16. Nicole.
Hi.
Hey.
I just had a question for Nate from Finch.
Yes.
I was wondering what your main motivation for the lyrics are.
I just write about things that happen to me or people I know. They're just common emotions everybody goes through, really.
Yeah. I'm going to the show tomorrow night.
Are you? Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Hope to see you then.
I was wondering if you guys can play Grey Matter.
Yeah, we're playing that.
All right.
Right on.
Okay.
You mean tonight or tomorrow night?
Nate, I told you not to play that song.
Sorry, dude.
Is that it?
And I wanted to say hi to Chad and Jordan, too.
Hi.
How are you?
Jordan and Chad, hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is now
Nate from Finch.
Oliver, 13.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, Oliver.
Hey, Chad and Jordan.
Hey, man.
Dude, oh my God, Newfound Glory is the best band ever.
What's up, man?
You guys are the reason why I ever wanted to be in a band. I'm in a band, my friends. You guys are my idols, man. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, thanks. What's the name of your band?
Dude.
Oh, Freelance.
Freelance?
Yeah.
Awesome. Where are you guys from?
Oh, La Cañada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. Where are you from?
La Cañada. It's near Glendale, Pasadena.
Okay.
Are you coming to any of the shows on this tour?
Yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow night.
Bring a little demo CD or a shirt and throw it at my head while we're playing.
Okay.
And then then we can hear your band.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay. Freelance.
Is it all ages show tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah. We only really play all ages shows. When we first started, I was only 17, so we couldn't play anything else. But what about
when you play the Joint at the Hard Rock and it's in a casino? How do you do all ages there?
The venue's kind of at one of the ends of the casino, so
yeah,
they just don't let the kids in there, I guess.
All right, they can enter from the street side or from the parking side
also,
or something.
You go around the periphery of the casino, you're just not allowed in it.
I used to, like,
really?
When I was, 18, we'd play Vegas, I'd always run around and just sneak and play slots all the time.
Oliver, you had a question?
Oh, yeah, anyway, Okay, I'm 13, and I have a friend that's a girl that's 14.
Yes.
And, like, I like her and stuff.
Older girl.
Yeah, and nice. She's only 8 months older than me.
Oh, okay.
And she found out I like her somehow. I think some of my friends told her or something. And she said that she'd go out with me if I was 15. And that's like a year and 8 months difference.
Yeah, puberty's got to have set in, I guess, in her mind.
Yeah, you don't need her, man.
Yeah, she's toying with you.
Yeah, you don't need
Move
her.
On.
Screw her. Tell her to hit
that's
the road.
That's what everyone's saying.
So you're in a band and, you know...
You will have the last laugh,
yeah.
Oliver.
Yeah, but
your band will come out. And no girls, like, ever talk to us, ever.
Ever.
We're fat and ugly, and we still are. But now, for some reason, like, you know, they talk to us. So just stay in your band, no matter what you look like, no matter whatever. Eventually, they'll come around.
Yeah, you can build up, like Adam has, lots of resentments for everyone that mistreated you in high school. Adam, what do you think?
Drew, you're on that list, buddy.
I was in high school. I'm building resentments currently. But
you've made it onto my resentment list.
My God,
that's all.
Really? Already?
That's all I'm saying.
But you haven't yet told me to kiss your ass the way you do with people that were around during high school.
You know why? Because you're so close and so easy. It's like I'll get to it.
waiting for the right moment.
It's time for
that's
a break.
Right. Is it?
Yep.
Holy Christ. All right, Nate is here from Finch, Chad and Jordan here from Newfound Glory. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. I'm in Las Vegas tonight working on a little crank anchors action. Dr. Drew is back there in the beautiful, beautiful, magical studios known as Westwood One. Nate is there from Finch, and Chad and Jordan are both there from Newfound Glory.
What kind of crazy nonsense were you having to sit through today? At the crank yankers.
Super Dave. Uh-huh. You know, Super Dave Osborne was calling as his character, Tony Deloge, who's running for district selectman, trying to convince elderly people to do horrible things. I called a veterinarian and tried to convince them that my male dog was looking for a sex change operation. Oh. Needed to become a female.
I still haven't seen the show. I want to see the show so bad.
Oh my God.
I called, I don't want to give too much away, but I probably won't even make the show. But I had a, my character Bertram has this 600 or 700 pound wife that we have an anniversary coming up, and I wanted to take her horseback riding. And I called these stables and wanted to know if they had a horse that could accommodate my morbidly obese wife. And the woman was like, well, we got a big horse, and you could put her on it, but... if it hurts the horse, you're going to have to bring money to pay for the horse. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, well, the horse is worth $4,000. So, if it breaks its leg or something, you bought it. And I said, well, if my wife crushes the horse, aren't we going to have to put the horse down? And she's like, yeah, you're going to have to shoot it. So I'm like, well, how should we do that? And she's like, well, bring a pistol.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, so bring $4,000 and a pistol? And she's like, yep.
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, how much ammunition should I bring? And she's like, well, how good a shot are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, well, I don't know. How does it work? Well, you just put the gun up to the horse's temple and we'll kill it right there.
What did she say when you called back to get the clearance for her to...
Oh, we didn't. I don't know. I didn't call her back.
How does the show work? Do you just kind of have to ad-lib? Do you just kind of have to make it up as you go along?
Yeah, you get premises. Like, I call the ranch and try to get my fat wife on a horse. and then after we get the call, then we make the puppets act out whatever the call would be. Mm. But, we got some good ones coming up. Oh, yes. Yeah. Tomorrow, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to call one of those... you know those burial at sea places,
yeah.
Those the Neptune Society?
Yes.
I'm going to call these places that do these cheap sea burials and convince them that I want to bury my grandfather, but I want to do some sport fishing, too. And we'll see how that goes. But, it's amazing what you can talk people into.
All right, Hillary's 15.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Hillary, before you start, the boys and I of Newfound Glory were just going to great detailed discussion, Adam, about the nuances of Florida. Southern Florida, Northern Florida, where the mullet resides.
Apopka.
You got to cut us a little break here, Adam. We're from South Florida, like Fort Lauderdale South. It's safe down there.
That's okay.
It's actually not safe. It's just not Northern
Florida. Not unsafe? Where's the home of the mullet? Where did the mullet originate?
That's like Northern Central Florida.
Tampa, St. Petersburg, all up Jacksonville.
Yeah. Clearwater and all those places.
Apparently when they tipped the country on its side to let all the nuts roll into Florida, Florida sort of folded right there at the state line, and so it kind of slows as it heads south.
Beautiful country.
Okeechobee is horrible.
I would have sworn that the mullet originally originated in Europe somewhere, but I guess I'm wrong. I guess it was Florida. You know, although the Canadians caught on with the mullet
strangely enough.
Yep.
El Camino.
Actually, the first time I ever heard of the mullet, I was actually in Canada, and someone had a book of mullets, and it was like long, long time ago, like 6 years ago.
They're big. You know what's going to be bad? You know how the Asians like to pick up on whatever we're doing, but 20 years after the fact? Like, they're all big into big Cadillacs and Elvis and blue jeans and stuff. Wait till the mullet hits Japan. That's going to be a very sad day.
It's going to be hilarious.
I'd like the mullet to also hit
New Jersey.
It passed through New Jersey years ago. I would like to see it make its way to the Middle East.
Oh, man.
All right, Hillary, go ahead.
Okay, wow. That's funny. Okay, Nate.
Yeah?
Yeah? Okay, like, I'm from Murrieta, so that's like, we're like practically neighbors, because, you know, you're from Senecular.
I live in Murrieta.
Practically, yeah, so does Newfound.
Wait, what?
I live in Murrieta. Jordan lives in Murrieta.
She doesn't. Oh, really? Oh my God! Wow.
I'm not telling you where though.
Okay, I won't stalk you. I promise. Yeah. Okay. So Nate, I just wanted to know, like, you know, what was your most memorable performance ever, like at a show?
Memorable performance?
Yeah.
Oh man, we played Reading and Leeds in Europe, and there was a lot of kids there. It's probably the most people we've played for.
Oh wow.
And that was really good.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Adam.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's spectacular.
I'm picturing Japanese and guys guys from Iran with mullets.
It'd make CNN.
You like Michael
really
Jackson,
funny.
Bro?
Yeah, the mullet would work well with the kafai too, or the turban. You know what I mean? It lends itself well to, what is that, Drew? Not the turban, but the kafai.
Yes, yes.
Where it gets longer and back. I mean, it would really work for those people. The weather's hot over there. They could really benefit from a mullet. I'm going to see if I can export the mullet over to the Middle East.
All right, Hillary, that it?
Yep, that's it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Oh, sorry. This is Jennifer.
You know, as a matter of fact, wait a minute. I'm not done thinking about this mullet. That should be the official haircut of all the UN peacekeeping people all our enlisted men. Anyone who represents this country, whether you work at an embassy or you're in the military, when you go overseas, you get a mullet. That way we could export the mullet. It would work. I'm convinced of it.
The ape drape.
You should copyright the mullet.
Yeah, has anyone ever done that?
The haircut? No. I don't know.
I should get the international rights to it.
Yeah. Jennifer.
All right. What's up, Drew?
New level.
We got Jennifer.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hello.
Good.
My question is actually kind of weird. I did egg donation 3 times.
Egg donation, okay.
Right, over the past couple years. And actually, me and my husband were attempting to get pregnant, not actively trying, but, you know, without protection. And it hasn't happened at all. I mean, we've went months without protection. And I was wondering if that had anything to do with it.
Do you know that you're ovulating? Have you been checked for that?
I'm still menstruating normally. I haven't been checked for ovulation or anything, but I mean, I haven't had any irregularities in my menstrual cycle, and
you haven't changed your weight or anything of that sort.
I'm slightly overweight, but I haven't changed weights. I haven't fluctuated.
All right.
Why were you donating eggs?
Actually, it was like a personal story. It's like my friend had a lot of miscarriages, and I could never actually do surrogate mother. But you know, as far as egg donation, it's not like a real child, so you know, it's before the fact. So I could.
So you didn't get paid for it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
But that had a little bit to do with it, but it was more of a you know, emotional thing.
Right.
You donated to a friend?
No, actually, it was anonymous.
Did you follow that, Adam? I didn't follow that.
Well, here's how it started. Why did you donate the eggs? She did not want to say for the money, so she said, I had a friend who had a lot of miscarriages, and I thought it'd be a good idea to donate the eggs.
For
and
her.
I said,
she even alluded to her.
That's the way she painted it. Then I said, well, was it for the money? And she said, well, yeah, they paid me.
Well, not the first time. It wasn't for the money.
Okay. How much did they pay? How much the second time?
How much?
Yeah.
Oh, how much money?
Mm-hmm. No, how much did the eggs weigh?
Oh, I don't know.
How much money, goofball?
$3,200.
Really?
Yeah.
Per egg?
No, it's a flat rate.
Seems like you could have got more.
How many eggs did they get when they did the retrieval?
They got 7 eggs each time.
Wow, you were worth the money.
I guess so.
All right.
Does that have anything to do with the defect or?
I doubt it. The fact that you're seemingly menstruating normally and you probably are ovulating, it probably has something to do with the two of you.
Okay.
And you should have a fertility evaluation. It could have something to do with it. That's one of the reasons you get paid to take the risk.
Right.
Donating the eggs, but
I mean, I do have another child, and it was very easy to get pregnant with her.
Was that with him? Same husband?
Yes, yes.
Hmm.
And it was back in '99 that I got pregnant. And it was very quick. We had unprotected sex for maybe a week, and I was pregnant.
Hmm. Well,
yeah, but he had a worse job back then, right?
Right. Now he's an executive.
Yeah. See, that's how it works. Rich people can't have kids, but when you got a crappy job and no health care, then it's easy to bang the kids out. But here's a question I have. As a guy, you know, they have these sperm donation centers, and, you know, you can pick your father out, and if the guy's tall or has blue eyes or is a CPA or a head of some Fortune 500 company, the sperm is worth more, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, it is.
All right.
But now your eggs, if it's from a beautiful supermodel who's a heart surgeon, would be worth more, right?
You would think.
So, I mean, how do they set the price? That's what I'm curious about. Yeah. And $3,200 doesn't sound like a great compliment, Jennifer.
Well, actually, the way they do it is they give you an actual schedule when you first, go and sign up for it. And you have to give yourself injections in your stomach twice per day.
Jennifer, hang on a second. You're not answering the question. Go ahead and ask the question again, Adam.
Okay.
How do they work the pricing out for a woman?
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was trying to explain. It's not like a, you know, like a per egg thing, or, you know, oh, this person's more attractive, so she gets more money.
So how do they set it?
It's just, you know, if you get...
How they decide what the price is.
Right, like, there was one time where my eggs actually let down prior to retrieval, and I still got $900 for it.
How do they decide what the price is?
I have no idea the actual...
Thank you.
Method.
Okay, that's it.
All right.
That's
I understand
it. That's
now.
All we're asking. Okay.
I bet the price goes down the more they have to ask that question. No, I'm saying Cindy Crawford could probably get a healthy amount for one of her eggs, even if she wasn't Cindy Crawford.
Well, one of the arguments
if a woman like that just walked in, she just walked in, could probably get, $10,000 for an egg.
One of the ethical arguments against money for eggs and sperm and whatnot is the whole notion of creating a market, that creating demand, creating a market, creating fluctuations of price based on perceived value, that sort of thing, is something that's considered unethical, frankly.
What's wrong with creating a super race of beautiful
so
people?
Yeah. And so, I rest my case. And so,
there's something wrong with that?
And so, just keep going, Adam. You're making my case nicely. And
well, I mean, here's all I'm saying. We don't have a big problem as a society when we see all these commercials for makeup and weight loss and hair dye and all these exercise pieces of equipment and all this plastic surgery stuff. It's all an attempt to be more aesthetically pleasing.
So let me make
sure I'm hearing you.
Yes, why not go to the source?
In other words, go to the source.
As opposed to trying to shape the genetic material into something it doesn't want to go into or couldn't go into, let's just break it down and go right to the source. God himself. Go right to the genetic material and start monkeying.
Why not? Why? Well, that's all we're doing anyway. All we're doing is a feeble attempt to change people's appearances, and it never ends up working because they got a bad hand dealt to them genetically. Why deal them that bad hand? Let's just have beautiful people. Wouldn't it put the world on a more even footing, Drew? Let me put this to you. What if everyone looked like Cindy Crawford? Then there'd be no, oh, she gets the job because she's hot, or she gets the prom dates because she's hot. Everyone would be hot. Aha! I say we'd be living in a better world. There's more equity in my plan. Equality. Equality is what I'm saying.
A couple of points. A, you have not been drinking?
I said I had a couple of Bloody Marys on the way to the studio tonight.
And B.
A couple Bloody Marys at the 11 o'clock break.
I imagine we'll be publishing a book about this soon, Mein Kampf.
I'd just like to bring up the fact that, you know, we're all sitting here and we can see each other. Adam's probably, like, sitting on a couch, like, in a thong, like, with
his underwear. Talking about creating a master race.
Like Al Bundy off. Style.
DNA on CD.
I'm sucking off a hookah pipe.
Hands on
super
his
race. Of, yes, yeah. And they would all do my bidding. Yes. Super race of beautiful women to do Adam's bidding. No, okay. I'm just saying, what's wrong with taking some good-looking eggs, putting them with some nice-looking sperm, and making a beautiful omelet?
Marissa, 14.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Hi.
First, well, I have a question for Newfound Glory, but first of all, Adam, I just wanted to let you know I saw some massive mullets in Denmark last summer.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was, you know, those guards.
Oh, but
like,
those are Florida tourists, right?
No, they were guards that were, like, guarding the castle.
That's what we need.
Those are the famed mullet guards.
Yeah, with the fluffy hats.
Those guys are beef eaters. Those are those hats they wear. No, did you really see mullets in Denmark?
Yeah, I saw three. I counted.
Three. Nice.
Three. Obviously never been to Florida.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Where you see three before you walk off the plane.
Listen, the governor of Florida has a mullet.
Oh, yeah?
And the first lady. All right, so what's up?
Well, first of all, Newfound Glory Finch, I'm seeing you guys Sunday at the Ventura Theater. I'm so excited.
Awesome, cool.
Yeah.
And Newfound Glory, I was just wondering if you guys like playing small venues or like big things like the Warped Tour more, and like why or why not?
Well, I don't know, there's like pros and cons for both of them. Mm-hmm. If we play a small venue, it's really awesome because it's really intimate. You can be right up front with a crowd, and
yeah.
It's just so much fun. But you go outside and you have about 1,000 kids yelling at you because they couldn't get in.
Yeah.
So I love, like, you know, having that intimacy because that's where it all started. And then I love playing big venues, too, because everyone can get in, everyone's happy, and you just have a really big show and everyone can enjoy themselves. So, you know, there's pros and cons for both, but I just like playing in general.
Yeah.
You know? The one thing that stinks about Warped Tour, I mean, Warped Tour is amazing. Actually, not Warped Tour, because Warped Tour, the barrier is close. But in big venues, when the barrier is far from the stage, that's when it stinks. Whenever the barrier is far from the stage, it's just really hard to for the fans and for us to get into the show because you have to be up there in front of the kids. So
yeah, I saw you guys at the Warped Tour Seaside Park, and it was totally awesome.
Oh, cool.
I almost got trampled, but
oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Good times.
And is it distracting as a band when you got that 45-year-old heavy-set black security guard who's just has his arms crossed the whole time and he's not even facing you and he can't even hear you and he doesn't act interested? Does that guy bum you out ever? You know what I'm talking about? The black security guard who won't rock?
I actually like tapping them on the head and stuff.
Yeah,
and
rubbing their heads and stuff.
I sing to them.
Yeah, kind of messy.
Those guys always make me feel like idiots when I'm jumping up and down and they're just standing there with their arms folded going.
Yeah, they're important people, Adam. I don't know if you know that.
I know they think they're important, but here's my thing. If I owned a company that provided security to concerts, I would have my guys rock.
Yeah.
I'd have those guys in those yellow windbreakers banging their head a little bit.
And they'd all have the mullet, too.
They'd have the mullet. And they would bang their heads, and every band would want to work with these guys.
You know what's really smart? In South Florida, there's this company. I'm not a very, I guess I'm just tall, I'm not tough, I'm not really a security guard, but the production company was really smart. They'd have these punk rock metal shows, and they'd hire, you know, me and a lot of my older friends who were kids that were in the scene and would go to shows to work the security. So, like you said, you have, we would be in there, and we'd like the band that was playing, and then when the kids would come over the barrier, we'd like to help everyone out because, you know, we're just like the kids in the crowd. So
right.
What you said is
right.
Very smart.
Thank you. That's what the Stones did with the Hells Angels.
You ever see the women?
Worked out.
You ever see the women with mullets, like the Femulet?
Yeah.
Femulet's awesome.
That is a great look.
When it's like the poof on top and really long in the back. It's a wonderful quality for a woman. Steve Klein, our guitar player, his mom has that haircut. Yeah.
Oh, when you can work a little of that perm into the femulet, the perm femulet, where it's got the wavy mullet. Oh, that
especially,
is sweet.
It's also with that two-tone, like with the bleach that they didn't decide to go back and redo. Yeah.
They're
6 months old,
right.
Thrown out, with the perm on the part that's colored.
Oh, I'm done. Oh, Drew, you brought me right to the point, then you pushed me over the top.
Hey, let's hear a song from Finch.
Yeah. Let me say this.
Okay, of course.
Real quickly the women, especially with the crazy hair, because all women do is look at magazines, watch soap operas, watch their favorite TV shows. You know, when a woman wants to decide how she should wear her hair, she watches Friends and sees what Rachel is wearing, right? Sees how she's wearing her hair. But then once in a while, you run into that chick at the airport with the femme mullet and the bad perm, the femulet. It, right, and everything, and I want to tap her on the shoulder and go, do you know anyone who's wearing their hair that way? I mean, when you open the Vogue magazine, when you turn on Friends, when you watch the Emmys or the Academy Awards, you ever see any of the chicks up there supporting the femulet?
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking, and where did you decide that was a good hairdo? Who wears hair that way?
You know what?
It's not like Oprah or Martha Stewart is wearing her hair that way.
Not even.
You know what's sadder, what's even worse than that, is when you see two parents, you know, looking all normal, and then you look at their kid. Their kid's got
the
biggest
mullet.
Like a rat
child
tail.
Child abuse.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I would let my 5-year-old sport the Hitler mustache painted on with a Marx-a-lot before I let him sport the mullet. Oh, yes. And I am going to do that. I'm going to do that, too, Drew.
Anyway,
all right, so what are we going to do? Hear something from Finch?
The song which shares its name with the title of the CD, What It Is to Burn. We're going to break.
What's matter?
No, we're not. We're going to song.
You cut me off guard, sorry.
Oh, we're going to song.
It's a very long song. Okay.
It's a very long, more than 5 minutes?
That's great, Drew.
Cut it off. I mean,
it's great.
It's a very long song.
You need to go to a commercial. It's no problem.
You want to go to a commercial
and then play the song?
Yeah, that would work much better.
Better yet, let's play it during the commercial.
There you go.
It'll be ours to enjoy. No, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and hear the Finch song after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Drew. I'm out here in Nevada. Drew's out there in the United States. Chad and Jordan are both here from Newfound Glory. Nate is here from Finch.
I prefer to think of it more as just civilization as compared to Nevada.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's not that crowded out here this time. Well, there's always something going on in this city, and for change, there's nothing.
Recession, dude.
Yeah, but everyone's been saying that, but it's always been crowded every single time I've been here, and
really?
I've been here, you know, 10 times in the last 10 months.
Well, it's finally trickling down. We have a great call-up after the song we're going to hear. It's from a 15-year-old who wants to tell her parents that her girlfriend is a male-to-female pre-op transsexual.
Whoa.
Oh, good.
That's
so
heavy.
Good
that
times.
Is so lovely, dude.
In the meantime, Finch has written a song called What It Is to Burn, and we're going to hear it.
is Finch, everybody. That is Nate singing it. Nate, are you singing your brains? Is that you singing?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Thanks, man.
You didn't burst a vessel in your forehead or anything?
No, not yet.
When you were recording that, were they like, that's good, let's do one more take?
They did probably three times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not too bad. That could be painful.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Thanks.
Drew?
I'm ready for this call.
Fired up over there?
Samantha, 15.
Hi. First, I want to say hi to Adam and Drew. I love and respect both of you a lot.
Thank
and
you.
And Newfound Glory and Finch, that song was absolutely awesome.
Thanks.
But, all right. I've been with this girl for 6 months now. I've actually known her since April of last year.
How old is she?
She's 21.
Yes, you're 15 with a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
That's sort of problem number one, isn't it?
I know.
You don't sound 15, your voice.
Hmm?
It's true.
You don't sound 15.
I am.
That's crazy.
All right.
Wacky.
We met online, which also is kind of weird.
Strike two, yes.
But, we've been friends for a while, and in March, we finally decided that we both really loved each other and got together, and she actually visited me this summer. My parents put her up in the apartment downstairs.
Where's she from?
She's from England.
Okay.
And they really like her a lot, and they know that we're really good friends, and I just feel like I'm lying to my parents, and sometimes I just really want to tell them, and I really don't know what to say because I don't know how they react.
To what?
Well, to us being together.
To you being a lesbian?
Not to that, but I'm bi. But I think that they take that rather well, but the fact that I'm with this girl, and she's 21, and my parents let her into the house.
What about the transsexual part?
I really don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but
we
that's
do.
Something our listeners would enjoy hearing about. This gal used to be a guy?
She's pre-op, so she still has a penis.
Did you know that when you were talking to her online, or did you find out when she came and visited you?
I found out the first day I met her online.
And her dad found out when he had a few shots of Jaeger and headed downstairs to the apartment that was just in the garage.
So now, you got together with her physically while she was over here?
Yeah.
And so how did that work exactly? I always have to diagram these things because it's more than my feeble brain can handle.
Well, she's still anatomically a guy. She's on hormones.
Yeah, so how was it different than having sex with a guy?
It's not really any different until she gets an operation.
Aren't you going to miss?
So you had sex with this person, intercourse with this person?
Yeah.
And when you were doing it with this person, you look at this person as a female, but when this person has an erect penis and it's hurting you, it's kind of hard to look at that person as a female, isn't it?
What I don't understand sorry to interrupt you, Adam, is
sure.
So the first time you found out she was she was transsexual, was online?
Yeah.
Like the first email?
We met in a chat room.
So what made you, like, I mean, are you into transsexuals? Because if, like, how do you, for me, like, talking to someone online, you can never get in a relationship online, but especially, like, unless you're into were you in a transsexual, like, chat room? Like, what made you want to, like, continue talking to her? Not saying there's anything wrong with transsexuals, but the drive to continue talking to her and want her to come visit you. Like, how do you get that over online? I just don't understand.
Well, I met her through a group of tight-knit friends online. So she was actually the second transsexual that I met within that group of friends. It's actually, it's the chat room for the online news group for a certain author. So all the people really know each other. Most of them live in England. And there's about 7 or 8 transsexuals on that community that I actually know.
So it's like
that's the guy.
All right, well, let's ask a couple of questions. What sex does your parents think she is?
It is.
They know that she's transsexual, but they know that she's still really a guy.
And how do your parents seem to deal with that or feel about it?
My parents were confused at first, but I explained it. And my parents are usually very liberal and accepting, so I don't think they really had a problem with that.
What do your parents do for
that? How does it work, by the way, when a transsexual is staying at your house? Do they leave the toilet seat, like, in the middle? It's not up, it's not down.
Or how about
just leaving it about 90 degrees. Leaving it, let's say, about 45 degrees.
First of all, a 15-year-old's house, let alone, like...
Yes.
I'm
gonna,
15-year-old girl's going to meet someone online, and their parents are going to let them just, hey, sure.
Bring them on over, 21-year-old.
Transsexual, no problem.
What do your parents do for a living?
My dad works in car insurance, and my mom is the assistant director of a senior citizen center.
Oh, wait till those old codgers find out about this one. It's going to be the talk of the house.
Oh, my God. They'll have years of material.
And they're Jewish, too.
Ooh. Yeah.
Your parents are?
My parents and the senior center, so...
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You got yourself in a spot.
I'm just envisioning, I'm envisioning another Jonestown experience here.
Yeah, they just surf up some Kool-Aid and the whole house takes themselves down.
In response to Samantha's behavior. I'm sorry, but that's the way it's going to go.
Wow. Okay, so your parents know this person is a pre-op transsexual.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are okay with that.
Yeah.
She stayed at your house for how long?
2 weeks.
And your parents got along well with it?
Yeah, they liked her.
And when she left, they said, you know, please come again, perhaps this time without your penis, or how did this go? See you later?
They liked her. She said that she's welcome back anytime if she wanted to. The plan was originally that I live in a two-family house, and the apartment downstairs is empty, so she was going to sleep down there and everything. But it was during the summer, and there's no air conditioning down there, and it got really hot. So my mom felt bad, and she invited her to sleep in my room if she wanted, because I have air conditioning.
This reminds me of that Woody Allen film where they bring the ex-con in for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds... And now your parents, would you typify them as being
retarded?
Like very, very retarded? No, like ultra-liberal people? Are they kind of hippies?
My dad used to be a hippie.
There we go. Okay. Retarded. Okay.
And do you love your parents?
Yeah, a lot.
And you get along with them well? There's no anger toward them?
There's the usual fighting and mother-daughter stuff, but
you
I love them.
You don't have a score to settle?
No.
Well, she's kind of
really
stacked the cards on her end.
No abuse, no sexual abuse, no physical abuse, no alcohol abuse, nothing like that.
Not in my family.
You never had eating disorder yourself?
Yes. I'm slightly overweight, but.
Mm-hmm. And you're really attracted. Now, do you think you'll be? You already had sex with this. And by the way, not that many people get to have sex with somebody as each gender.
Both genders, yes.
So does he have breasts already?
Small. They're developing from the hormones she's taking.
But are you going to miss the penis?
I'll support her whichever way she decides to go.
Well, it's not like you can't bring the penis with him next time he comes out.
Good times.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my makeup kit, love. Yeah, there we go.
She really enjoys what she, I can't really say this on the radio, but she likes to confuse people about her gender. She gets a kick if she walks around a corner and somebody calls her sir, and then the next person calls her ma'am. She really doesn't have a problem with that. She likes to be androgynous. And
you know what? Someone that doesn't have a problem with that doesn't think about it. You know what I'm saying? She gets off on confusing people. Most people just don't think about it. They don't care,
right?
Whatever.
You know, at first I thought that was absolutely crazy, but now I'm starting to understand what she means, and I actually think it's funny, too.
Okay, so did your parents find out that you had sex with this person?
No, but I think that they actually suspect something.
What did you use for birth control?
I'm on the pill.
She used a condom. This guy used a condom and a sponge simultaneously. Put the sponge in his ass, and he put the condom on what was left of his penis.
I'm so verklempt by these kinds of situations. I keep expecting him not to be able to impregnate her somehow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so you want to tell your parents what?
I just don't want to lie to them anymore, but I want to tell them that we've been together for 6 months, but
right.
I really don't know.
Samantha,
how to
who are you kidding? Wait a minute. Now let's get down to it here. Who are you kidding? That's a score to settle. Why do you have such a score to settle with your parents?
I don't have a score to settle.
You do.
Yeah,
what is that?
Do.
I don't want to lie to them.
Lie. I have to tell them at Thanksgiving.
The guy slept in your room. They can figure out what's going on.
I think they have an idea, but I'm just afraid that if I come out and tell them that they'll get really mad.
So why are you even contemplating telling them?
Because...
What if this were just a guy you'd slept with? Would you have to tell them? You'd have to tell them if it were a guy you slept with?
If it was just a guy I slept with, or if it was a guy that I was really in love with.
Do they know about every guy you slept with?
I've only slept with her.
Okay.
Oh,
I think, and I agree with Drew, the fact that you need to tell them suggests that you have a little score to settle with them.
A major score to settle.
I'm just really open with
them. No, I beg your pardon. That's not what this is. That's not what this is.
Okay, This person's in England, right?
Yeah.
And their penis is in Amsterdam, or where's their penis? Is it still attached to them?
Yes, it's in England.
When is the penis coming off?
She doesn't know. She doesn't have the money to do it right now.
I see. And you're going to keep this relationship going via the internet until when? This person can come out again?
Oh, we really love each other, and I'm planning to visit England next summer.
So you got almost a year before you go over there, right?
Yeah.
And your parents are going to let you go out there and stay with this person?
Yep.
Does she live with her family?
No, right now she lives with some housemates, but by then she'll probably be living by herself.
Where is her family of origin?
Chorley, which is in northwest England.
So they're still
in England. But I'm sure they wrote her off years ago. Yes, Here's the deal. If you want to go visit this person next summer, you may damage the opportunity to do that if you tell your parents that you're having this crazy transsexual, trans-bi love relationship with this person and their potential penis. So don't tell them because they may not let you go next year. How about that?
I was just afraid that they actually cut off my internet service because that's basically all I need to connect.
Oh, good. Don't tell him then. There's another reason why.
Yeah.
You'll get your internet service cut off. He'll get his penis cut off.
It's so important to you to give them this 1-2 punch that you're willing to tolerate all that. It speaks volumes about you're not needing to settle a score with them. We have to take a break.
Ooh.
Yeah. You want to go back to her?
No, but if you heard of anything more effed up than this, I mean, really, and the person is 21 years old, and
listen,
the folks are saying, come stay in my child's
there
bedroom?
There are so many layers to this that are screwed up, it almost defies. It's an adult with a child. It's somebody from out of the country that the parents welcome in, somebody they don't know, and have her sleep in her room with her. The parents are just checked out completely, and she's angry about that and now has to settle some scores for the parents not being parents.
Agree. She wants her parents to set boundaries, and they won't.
She's trying to wake them from their stupor, and they will not.
Right.
Look what she's done to try to get something out of them. I'm gonna bring a she-him in and sleep with she-him.
Right. Not to mention the fact
that adult she-him.
She's, what, 15? She's talking about love?
Oh, she's completely in love. Completely.
Oh, and the person lives in England and is going to lose their penis. This is a disaster. I don't know that there's anything we can do.
We don't even know if this person's ever going to lose her penis. His penis. Their penis.
I don't know how it goes over there in England. I don't know how much it costs or how much money you have to save up or if the government helps out with that. But, it's glad to know that there's nut jobs in England, too, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they're not all just in Florida out here.
Hey.
Northern Florida.
North
I beg
Florida.
Your pardon, yes.
Yeah.
All right, in the
All
meantime.
Right. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back with Finch and Newfound Glory. Yep. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Doc Drew. I'm in Nevada. Finch is in studio tonight, actually just Nate from Finch, and Chad and Jordan are both here from Newfound Glory, and Drew?
Yeah.
Let's power through a few calls.
I just want to say the band was a little freaked out after that last call.
It is a weird
It's hard
one.
To comprehend. It's
Chad,
hard to,
Chad particularly yeah. was shaken, and Jordan made the comment that just, you know, having sex with lots of women is a much simpler life.
Yeah.
True. Well, not that I have sex with lots of women, but...
He has a lots of men.
But it would be simpler.
Yeah.
All right, we'll power through some calls. Here is Charissa. Charissa? Charissa?
Beat it.
Beat it. Beat the Ducks.
97 minutes. Charissa. Texas.
Yeah.
Good times. This is Madison, 15.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to say that I love Newfound Glory. And
oh,
I
thank you.
See you on tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Thank
at
you.
At the Hollywood Palladium.
Yes.
Yeah, I love you. Oh, my gosh. And Chad.
Yeah.
I made a shirt, and it says, I love Chad, and I'm wearing it.
Aw, thank
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. I got an I Love Chad shirt.
Hey, so do I. Adam's wearing his I Love Chad shirt and his underwear.
No. Listen,
Madison, we're going to have to do a little rock, paper, scissor when you get off the air to figure out who's going to wear the I Love Chad shirt tomorrow, all right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, what's your favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform now is, off the new album, is this song called Something I Call Personality.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that song.
It's like, it's not my favorite song on the CD, but it's definitely the best song to play live.
The song Glory for Love?
Glory of Love?
Yeah, I love that song. It, like, cool. made me cry the first time I listened to it.
Aw, thanks. We're playing that tomorrow, so.
You are? Oh, my God. I was like, oh, hopefully they'll play it.
No, they were just going to do Van Halen covers tomorrow.
Wow. Stephanie, 14.
Thank you.
Chill pill.
Hello?
Hey, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Oh, hey. I just want to tell you guys that I love you guys. And Newfound Glory?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to tell you that you guys, he is like, oh my God, I just love you guys' songs.
Oh,
Stephanie,
thank you.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I think she needs some sort of an award for multimedia presentation. Don't you think? If we get a phone going, a big screen TV, and I'm waiting for the smoke alarm to chirp.
I know you hear what she's watching.
What are you watching?
Oh, my mom and dad, they're watching something.
They're watching something.
Huh?
Well, thanks.
Our callers do not disappoint, do they?
No, they're watching something.
It's very helpful. Michelle, 18.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that I love Finch and Newfound Glory. You guys are amazing.
You coming to the show?
I'm going to tomorrow on my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And on the 7th.
Oh, cool. When's the 7th?
At House of Blues.
Oh, okay, right. Cool. How old are you?
7th.
I'm going to be 19 tomorrow.
Oh. Wait, what at the House of Blues?
In Anaheim.
Oh, yeah, we're playing in the House of Blues in Anaheim. 7th.
When?
Yeah.
October 7th?
Yeah.
It's not on our list here.
No.
Okay.
All right, Drew, shut up.
Why got to be so hard, Drew?
Bakersfield. They'll be in Bakersfield October 8th, Adam. And Chico October 10th.
Chico.
October 11th in San Francisco.
Chico.
Portland the 12th. Seattle the 13th and 14th. All right.
Drew, you want to take some calls, right?
So what else, Michelle? Anything else?
Okay. There's this guy that I was seeing like a couple years ago. And just recently, we've been, like, messing around. And I want to tell him that I like him, but I don't want him to, like, push or beat me away. Because I know that's what he'll do.
Beat you away?
Like, no, push me away.
If he's into you, he will not push you away.
But he's kind of too into himself that he thinks he can get any girl that he wants. And
yeah, well, but then he's not interested in relationships. And no matter what you say, he's not going to be into it.
Okay. So you're saying I shouldn't tell him? Because if I'm scared that if I tell him that I won't have what we have now at all, like anything.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. What he has now is sex. That's all he cares about.
Okay.
I wouldn't waste your feelings on a guy like that.
Yeah, if he's that into himself, then it's probably not worth it.
All right, we gotta take a break. Oh, we gotta.
I love the fact that women get really turned on when a guy's really into himself.
Yeah. Please.
That's such an aphrodisiac for women. They're always like, and they always do it too. They go, hey, look at Scott. He thinks he's so hot. He knows he's hot. I'm so into Scott now because he thinks he's so hot. It's a
Scott
guy.
Wolf?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Actually, Scott Baio, but anyone named Scott. The point is a guy, we would love a woman who really isn't into herself. Yeah. That means more oral sex. That means less screwing around with our friends. You know, I mean, we're looking for people who don't like themselves. You women love a guy who loves himself. I can't stand that about you. But just for the record, Adam Carolla, in love with himself, ladies. Yeah, in love.
He'll and be busy with himself during the break. Let's get going.
Going back to the hotel and going to love on himself.
Good time.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew, do me a favor. Mop up. I got a long drive back to the hotel, would you?
Can I call you?
Yeah, you can call me. Right, I just want to say bye to Nate and Chad and Jordan, and tell you guys I'll see you in person next time you come in.
All right.
Take care,
man.
Right,
talk to you all.
We'll be back.
Well, that about does it for Loveline, and I hope you guys learned something tonight about male to female transsexual behavior
and femulates.
Femulets and Northern versus Southern Florida.
That's yes.
Very important information.
So many parts of the war.
Newfound Glory, Finch, they'll be on tour tomorrow at the Palladium. And then you're going to 45 other cities.
Yeah.
October 5th at the Joint in Las Vegas, October 17th at the Fillmore in Denver.
I guess San Diego's on Friday.
I guess everything else is sold out. That's probably why they didn't have me mentioning it. But yes, that'll be the 4th at Cox Arena and the 6th in Ventura, the 7th back in Anaheim at the House of Blues, Bakersfield on the 8th, Chico on the 10th. And we got to go. Running out of satellite time here. So on behalf of Adam Carolla, this is Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I'm gonna bring a she-him in and sleep with she-him.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.